Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved listener, Winter, who is huddled up in Chicago waiting for me to share her scary story about a group of friends who get into some seriously spooky trouble. Ooh. Today's tale is one that Winter calls The Haunted Club. Anyone who's ever been a kid knows how cool it is to be part of a club. And the coolest club in Willowbrook, a town about an hour away from bustling Chicago, was called the Club Members. The Club Members were a tight-knit group of kids who had a tradition of camping together in Waterfall Glen Forest Preserve. These kids loved camping so much that they would even practice camping indoors in between their outings in the preserve, cuddling up in their living rooms with their tents pitched between sofa cushions. Of course, within any group of kids, some friendships are closer than others. And amongst the club members, everyone knew that John, Renfield, and Skyleen shared a bond that went beyond mere friendship. This inseparable trio was known for a love of adventure, and so they decided to take themselves off without the rest of the club members for a special campout right in the heart of Waterfall Glen Forest Preserve. As John, Renfield, and Skyleen set up camp in the preserve, the air was filled with excitement and the comforting crackle of the campfire. This was their first time ever to go camping outdoors, just the three of them, without the rest of the club members. They were laughing and roasting marshmallows and having a grand old time, until night fell. Suddenly, the atmosphere shifted. The once familiar wooded areas of the preserve now seemed alien, with every shadow cast by the big trees making them tremble, and with every rustle of leaves sending shivers down their spines. Skyleen, always the brave one, said that they were spooking themselves out by just staying by the tent, and that the best way to tackle fear was to pull yourself up, face the fear head on, and have a great adventure. Skyleen said that there was a cave just a quarter mile away based on her map, and suggested that they get up and go explore it with their flashlights. "But Skyleen," John said, "everyone says that cave is haunted." "Don't be silly, John," Skyleen said as she got to her feet. Renfield also tried to act brave, quoting Ghostbusters as he said, "I ain't afraid of no ghost." And so, humming the Ghostbuster theme song, the three friends made their way towards the cave. Once inside the cave, they stumbled upon ancient carvings that depicted a creature with the body of a Pegasus, the horn of a unicorn, and the tail of a goose. The carving seemed to indicate that this creature was a guardian of the woods, and that those who encountered it never returned. Unnerved but intrigued, Skyleen, John, and Renfield pressed on, determined to uncover the truth. As they moved deeper into the cave, they heard an eerie sound, like hoofbeats, followed by a ghostly... Suddenly, a shadow loomed over them. they turn to see a figure with glowing green eyes, its body a grotesque amalgamation of the creatures from the legend. It was the Pegasus unicorn, and it was real. The creature lunged at them, its hooves pounding the cold cave ground like a relentless drumbeat. Chick, chick, chick. In a panic, Skyline, John, and Renfield ran as fast as they could. Behind them, the wicked Pegasus unicorn seemed to emanate a haunting tune. It was a melody of despair, playing out from the creature's human-like ears on its neck. The cave became a maze, with every turn leading the friends into a deeper darkness. But just as Skyline, John, and Renfield thought that they were trapped, they saw a beam of moonlight between two boulders. Quickly, they scaled up towards the exit from the cave, pulled themselves out, and were then running through the woods. "Quick! We have to find our campsite!" Skyline called out to her friends. Behind them, they heard the creature's roars and music fading into the distance. But as they kept running, the kids soon realized that something very strange had happened. They were no longer anywhere near their campsite. They couldn't find it. It was as if they had been transported to a different part of the wooded preserve, a section that was eerily silent. Back at the club members' meeting in Willowbrook the next day, all the other kids wondered where Skyline, John, and Renfield were. Little did they know that their adventurous pals had been transported to the supernatural realm of the Pegasus Unicorn, where they would forever be running away from their tormentor's haunting tune and chick, chick, chick of its hooves hitting the ground. Whoa, I'm gonna level with you all. I'm not a great camper. It seems to always rain whenever I try to go camping, and there was this one time that I ridiculously pitched my tent on the side of a hill. So when the rain came, I literally slid all the way down. I was so muddy and wet and ick. Ugh. Now that was truly horrifying, beloved listeners. But hey, at least I didn't get disappeared forever by the Pegasus unicorn. Thank you so much to Winter for sharing this terrifying and very creative tale with all of us today. If you have a great idea for a chilling story to share with the Story Club community, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.